Here's RSN's AFL editor, Mark Stevens.
Where's the opener? What about restrain? We've got to have... Where's the restrain stuff, Mikey?
Well, clearly Mikey's been restrained. He's in a straitjacket.
Yeah.
Someone's taken my cart and put something else on them. Sorry about
that. Well, Steve-O, can you please give
can
us
you
your
say
opener?
It, Steve-O?
Load Restraint Systems. Get on board with Dean Nelson. And he's sponsoring Steve-O at Large here with you on...
You can't restrain Steve-O.
Racing Pulse.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot that. You can't...
I tell you what we can't restrain too is the consternation and the confusion around what's going on with the bump, Steve-O.
Yeah, it's a big story, the bump, really, isn't it? So, of course, we saw 2 weeks for Kasiah Pickett, which was contentious, it seemed, unders. And then late yesterday, Chris O with the MRO sent Shane McAdam straight to the tribunal for his hit on Ware of GWS. I thought at the time that Pickett should have gone straight to the tribunal, and this one has now gone to the tribunal. I'm not sure why both just weren't sent there, and they could have made a statement. It's a chance for the AFL to take a close look at it, leave it to the tribunal members to make a call. Instead, Chris O's ticked the boxes. So 2 matches to Pickett, that was considered high impact. And Chris O's had a look at the McAdam one, and he's said that's severe impact. So that's why that's straight to the tribunal. They're recommending a 3-week penalty for McAdam and only 2 for Pickett. The reason is that Ware had a concussion test. Bailey Smith didn't even do a concussion test, actually, when he got hit by Byron Pickett. So that's the only difference, really. Pickett jumped off the ground, which was probably was a bit more of a severe action, if you like, but I think McAdam hit Ware harder.
So it's outcome rather than...
Well, it has a factor into it. Yeah, it should be... I think it should only be incident. It's interesting, yesterday, Scotty Pendlebury, of course, the Collingwood legend, said there should be a sin bin.
What do you think about that?
It's not a bad idea. But the only issue is that the man up in the stands looking at the video is going to have to make a call within a minute or so on whether a player should come off the ground, and he wants it to be a player short, so you're only 17 versus 18, which would be a huge change. We've never seen that in AFL footy, a situation where a team's gone one short, perhaps very late in the game if they've run out of players when a game's all over. But just imagine the advantage for 10 minutes if you're one short, playing against a full side. If you're a smart coach, you should be able to tear that apart.
So is it a bump like that that would constitute a potential send-off?
Yeah, well, Pendlebury said that bump, he called it a non-football action, which is not...
Well, it was,
really
he
is
was
a football action, but he cannonballed in. So
ball.
He says that would be bad enough for an instant send-off, 10 minutes. It would have been Bulldogs 18 versus Melbourne 17 at that stage. So at least it's worth talking about. I don't think we'll get to that situation, but you've seen both bumps. Would you be McAdam 3 and Pickett 2?
Oh, I think visually the Pickett one looked more horrific. It was just lucky that there was no severe injury. So...
Yeah, so the GWS one was a big hit, and apparently there wasn't many people at the ground, so it was easier to hear, but you heard all around the stadium, all 20-odd people in the crowd.
It's the head-high contact, but again, I thought it was not... I mean, it wasn't outrageous, bumping in that situation.
No, it sort of flung the head back.
It was the head-high hit.
Yeah, so obviously they're up in arms in Adelaide. You know what the Adelaide fans are like. Your big name gets 2 and a lesser name gets 3. But Jack Buckley, who's a GWS player, he wasn't far from it. He spoke to Half on Breakfast this morning.
Yeah, he's all good. All reports, he's pulled up well and he came back on, which was an enormous effort. Given the hit, I had a front row seat to the hit. You know, it was one of the biggest I've sort of seen firsthand. So I was just glad he was okay and got back up and was able to come back on and contribute, albeit he had to go off for 15 with the HIA, I think. But, he's pulled up well. So hopefully he's all good to go next week because he's a huge part of the team at the moment.
Gee, so this has been going on for a couple of seasons, but where does it leave the bump overall?
Well, I think the bump's an endangered species because really, why would you try it as a player now? Because you're fraught with danger, isn't it? So I think a tackle only. Would it change the game markedly if they took the bump out? I think it'd change it for the lesser, but it might get to the stage where you've just got to tackle.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it would change the game. Absolutely, it would.
You need to shepherd, you need to bump. So it's a tough one. I think that they will crack down on it, and probably the AFL really should come out and clarify this, I think, by the end of the week after the McAdam situation. Don't you think Gil McLaughlin or somebody in higher place should say, look, this is what we think of these two, but don't do it again?
Well, the current focus on concussion and head injuries. Yeah, it's interesting that one has been considered a lesser impact than the other.
Yeah, and what about on Sunday, Michael? You might have seen this. It went viral, some vision of a young...
Do you know what? I haven't seen this, yeah, but I loved listening to the interview, and I can't believe you're... Did you end up with a footy? Is that how you know him?
No. It's a bit of a long story. Well, first of all, he grabbed the footy. You might have seen it on Seven. They commented on it, Darce and whatever. He ran up the steps and then just took off. Ran all the way home, zigzagged through. And then I only found out that night I saw a photo of him with a footy at home. And I think, oh, I know that guy. That's young Lockie from Richmond, who I've known for a long time. So we finally talked him into giving us a world exclusive this morning. Let's take a listen. We talked to Lockie from Richmond, who nabbed the yellow footy, Hawthorn versus Essendon, at the City Ender on Sunday.
I was sitting down, and then all of a sudden it was in the Hawks 50. And then I got up, he kicked it, and I'm like, wow, this looks like it's coming to me. It was a high ball, but I didn't really expect to take the grab. But I took it. Naturally, I was going to run right up and out. But then I saw the guard looking at me. I'm like, better not go that way. And then found my way around. There were a couple of stairs down at the bottom. Went up, walked out the door. No one was suspicious of me at all.
So he went on to say, look, half-assed him, were your parents disappointed when you got home? He said they acted like they were disappointed, but deep down they were really proud. so he ran all the way home.
What's a new Tommy Sherrin's now, like about $180 or something?
Yeah,
isn't
yeah.
It?
So it's a good get. He said he's at home on the bench. He's had offers to sell. He actually went straight to Gosh's paddock. He said to have a kick. Yeah. So that was his first move with a couple of mates and then headed home quite happily. So.
Any response from the AFL?
No, I don't believe the integrity department is onto it yet, but they may ask for the audio. Surely they should say good luck to you, but you probably don't want to see that happening every week. But deep down, like in baseball, if you catch the ball, you keep it.
Mm.
But we'd be losing a lot of footies, wouldn't we?
Yeah, but
behind the goals. And we'd have professional Sharon Steelers get involved, like the autograph hunters that used to see hanging around.
I remember back in the old days, because we're a bit older, and you would have been there. The suburban footy ground, Steve-O's. The kids, and I might have been a part of it now and then, you'd hang outside the ground, especially Arden Street or Lakeside, yeah. Especially down... I never went to Collingwood's home ground, but down at Moorabbin, and you just wait for them to kick it over the back of the grandstand, and then the fight was on in the park to get the footy.
Yeah, no, it's a great tradition, really. It's a bit of fun. Hopefully there's no action taken on that. But Lockie, gee, he spoke well for a 16-year-old schoolboy. So
the apprentice might have a new apprentice.
Yeah, good luck to him. But, it was a bit of a world exclusive for us this morning.
Has there been any fallout from Fremantle in the last 24 hours?
Well, the heat's
hours?
On over in Perth. The heat's on Nat Fyfe, really, for a Brownlow medalist. He really had a stinker, probably the worst game of his career. Looked like.
Should they persist with him up at full forward in the forward
line? But can he go into the middle? We had Mick McGowan. I was talking to Mick yesterday, and he said that he perhaps hasn't got the engine or the mobility to go into the middle and keep up with all that defensive running. So hopefully he'll be better for the run. You know what, Michael? Freo are the sort of side that'll sort of... They're not flat-track bullies, but over there, they'll probably win by 12 goals. You know, they'll flick the switch and everything will seem good again, but I reckon they'll get North Melbourne this week. I think $1.15 is...
Are they $1.15?
Yeah, I think that's good value.
Let me see.
It's short, but it's 15% interest. I think they'll win pretty comfortably.
The line is 32.5.
Yeah.
So you think North
I think they'll go
off a high?
Yeah, North will be good, but they're that young. I think there'll be a full house over at Optus Stadium. And, you know, young blokes.
They want to make a statement for you now.
Oh, they'll make a statement. So I think I'd be going over the line there. And then $1.15, I'd be taking some of that.
No, well, Mikey and I don't bet like you, Steve-O.
No, I'd be going the line.
The line?
Yeah.
Over?
Yeah, over for sure.
Yeah,
$1.15's too short for me.
Fair enough, Mr. Conservative.
Injury news out of round one, any updates?
At the Bulldogs, Rory Lobb's got an ankle injury, has to have surgery on that. Shouldn't have probably played round one. I think he was going to pull out. He was sore, but they played him anyway. Some floating fragments of bone. and big Tristan Cherry, the big ruckman who North put in ahead of Goldstein. He's got a syndesmosis. He's probably going to miss 8+. Needs surgery on that one, Michael. I'm not sure where the Tigers are at. You've got a pretty clean bill of health, haven't you, going into this week? That's a danger game in Adelaide.
Well, there's no doubt. The way we butchered the ball up forward last week, I don't think Carlton's a strong form line. So,
well, Carlton, Geelong, that's a big game.
Geelong will smack them.
Don't you think? Probably. Yeah, well, Carlton, they wouldn't want to be too...
What do you think, Mikey?
No Tom Stewart. Don't know how fit Sam De Koning is. No, I think I watched the replay on Friday, the Carlton-Richmond game, and I wasn't as disappointed as I was on Thursday night. I thought it was a proper arm wrestle. Richmond probably should have won. 21 more inside 50s. Maybe Richmond and Carlton are both good teams. Well, we don't know.
No, yet. I don't think so. I'd be worried, Mikey. Well, I think you've got, 21 extra.
Round one.
If you give Geelong 21 extra this week, you lose by 12 goals.
Mark Pittenet, hopefully to come in, changes the dynamic of the midfielders.
Come on.
Getting
first
use of the ball.
Yeah, it's not Gary Dempsey. Come on. It's not going to change things around. But no, I think
I think it helps for sure.
You need to win.
5 to 8 or 9 is where I'm thinking Richmond and Carlton are.
You wouldn't want to.
I probably agree. Yep.
Carlton wouldn't want to be 2 games in without a win. I mean, you lost 8 of your last.
We've already got 2 points, Steve.
Yeah, but you lost 8. Look, you lost 8 of your last 10.
We're not going to be 0-2.
You've won 2 of your last 11 games.
So, it's round one, Steve.
But you added up. It's been a lean run. I'm starting to feel for you, Mikey.
There'd be more pressure on the Doggies. Why are they $1.50 and St Kilda $2.60?
Oh, well, the Dogs. It's a home game for the Dogs. They should win comfortably on paper if you look at talent. But then again, Ross Lyon's coaching well, and the Saints are up and about. So, did you watch that Saints Freo game?
It was an absolute stinker.
Yeah. It was a putrid. So the Saints would have to be a bit better to get over the Dogs. Although you never know.
And is Hawthorne now just a moral for the spoon?
Yeah, I reckon they're... Well, West Coast weren't very impressive, were they?
You'd think West Coast will win games at home, though, wouldn't you?
Hawthorne have got Sydney this week. What's the overs line there? I think I'd be heading...
39.5.
Wow. I'd be getting on Sydney to cover that as well. So maybe that's the bet of the round. Freo to cover their line and Sydney to easily cover the Hawthorne line. 39.5. I reckon Sydney will win by 60+.
Okay. 60+.
Well, look at that. Essendon dismantled them at the G. They've now got to go up to the fortress at the SCG, Hawthorn. That's going to be a tough ask.
Well, you can get $2.15 $1.90, 40+. So if you want to be a little bit more conservative, you can get that $1.90. So there's another leg for your multi there, Steve-O.
Yeah, load up.
Good work as always.
Thanks, guys.
We'll have your opener tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do that. And go Blues. The big game Thursday night. Looking forward to seeing you Friday. Have you taken the Friday off, Mikey, or not?
No, that's a round one annual.
Okay. Right, okay.
I'll be here Friday.
I look forward
either to... happy or sad. I'll be here.
Good on you, Steve.